I undermine these first sentence that the board that's horrible and I have messed it up, overwhelmed. And my essay on my spreadsheet, I had also circled that she was talking about grandmother and grandfather, so I thought there was kind of that sense of being like confused by the question or not really able to, you know, kind of answer it.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote the thoughts were very amorphous and kind of all over the place and not well shaped in the relationship she's talking about with, between everybody in the family, not speaking about the mother specifically, but not really the family. And she, I wrote confused also.
Who else?
I wrote, I put 5 in mine, and I think I was looking at, you know, the concrete properties. I had one for a long time wearing braids, or sort of wear braids and long hair.
Well, there's a lot of variation among this group on this item. The scores range from 2 to 7.
Wow.
Now, you know, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, I put a question mark next to it because, you know, it was very ambiguous. There seemed to be a lot of these levels, or a couple of them rather. But I thought it was a 7 because I wrote down here like cause and effect and the unilateral relationship. So I kind of saw this person describing their mother in that way. So she had a really hard time at school. She got sick a lot. She went through a long time wearing braids because her mother forced her to do this. She grew up in a really bad household where her parents didn't get along very well. Like everything seemed to be very cause and effect in a way, but not more elaborated to make it more multilateral. It just seems like one-sided. But then I figured like 7, I put a question mark just because I was like, that's kind of high. You know, I didn't feel that this one was that well developed, so I couldn't really fit it into any other category. But I wouldn't put money on 7, but I can figure out where else to.
But there's no present description of the mom, though. So it's like it's like all in the past, and it's like there's not much of a focus even
does
on the
that
mom.
Matter?
I mean, where's the? I'm just confused with the cause and effect is because like, because she wore braids. I don't feel like it's like very.
Let's go at this. Let's approach this a different way. Marie, it's up to you to show that there are consolidated, constant, stable self and others in a unilateral relationship. Where do you see the consolidated, stable self?
I guess I didn't see. I wouldn't put money on a 7. I just, like, I don't like that answer. I just couldn't think of another one. So, like, grandmother was very upset and neurotic. That seems constantly stable. Grandfather stayed down all the time and played poker. Constantly stable. She grew up in a bad household, or just very like absolute, like stable, like constant, like this is how it is. And
I think that like she's talking about the mother, so she's pulling in these kind of constant, stable little artifacts, but mm-hmm. using them into, you know, the wrong person, you know, so it's kind of like all in that, so to speak. So like mother, you and the mother isn't really constant and stable, it's kind of got these other, you know, like nonsensical things going on.
Right, that's why I don't...
Yeah, it would have been a better answer if she was talking
one.
Just about the grant, yeah, but that kind of wasn't, you know, what she was being asked to do.
In fact, what's going on here is that the self-other boundaries are confused. And they are fused and compromised.
No, now, I mean, I that's level two. Why the correct level is the way it is, but
okay.
I didn't organically think that just based on this and like this sentence here in my notes here, and I didn't want to look, you know.
Yeah.
Yet, so I looked when I was done.
Oh, so you know the answer.
I don't know. I memorized them.
Oh, okay.
I just, like when I did it.
Yeah, it's a two. So, Chris and Giacomo nailed it.
I got it.
Oh, you did? Okay, I don't have your scores. So, actually, Chris, I just downloaded your score, so I have yours. So, Chris and Giacomo got a two. Melissa, you got a two as well. Okay, and Richard got a four, which isn't too far off. But then you've got Brianna with a five, Dustin with a five, and then Marie with a seven.
May I make a comment?
Yeah.
When I looked later, I noticed that the sample actually extends to the next page. So this was only really half of the example.
Oh, really?
The rest of the example extends to page 18. And when I looked at that, I
but you're, saw how but it actually, to. Chris sent out the assignment. You're not supposed to look at the...
No, I didn't. I looked. I have it written.
She's saying
me.
After
when I
she checked later, like
like after I
she realized,
submitted it to you, then I looked at it, I realized, oh.
Well, what, Chris, did you send the full example or part of it?
I think I cut it off.
Okay, so this invalidates the whole thing for this sample, for this item. So we forget everything
yeah,
we
I
just said.
There's an
I didn't mean to
call
it out.
It's an
just
because they did it for examples.
Well, but still there's part that's been cut off.
Like, a lot of it.
And also, I mean, they're, you know, Blad or Diamond is scoring the entire thing, including the inquiry, so if we want to actually guess Diamond's score, we have to include the inquiry in our presentation to the group. So, alright, so forget that.
Next one.
Can I ask a quick question about that? Even though I know we're kind of disregarding it a little bit. So are we focusing more, because that response focused more on like the grandmother-mother kind of relationship, and it's okay to focus on that, even though the question is about the mother or the mother?
Well, if the grandmother was the mother, then let's say the mother died during childbirth. The person never had a relationship with the mother, so you know, the mother is the grandmother.
Right, if that was the caregiver, you know what he's saying. But you're asking if there was an actual mother and they're talking about the grandmother and grandfather the whole time.
So if your mother died during childbirth with you, you never knew your mother, and you were raised by your grandmother, who would be your mother?
Oh, no, that's not a question I'm asking. I agree with what you're saying. But in this particular example...
The person knew the mother.
Yes, the person knows their mother, and yet they're talking about the relationship... like how the grandfather and the grandmother affected the mother, and that's kind of an unclear boundary between the grandmother and the mother, whereas so as I'm saying, we're focusing the object representation or relation between those two, even though it should be on the mother.
Well, it's not
rather than the grandmother
like that, but I mean, she got kind of lost
in
her own boundaries. So I mean, you know, we were looking just at the mother, but she's pulling in.
Think of the instructions. What are the instructions? Do you know what the instructions are? What
describe your mother.
That's it.
Yeah.
And what did she do?
Yeah, okay.
She got all confused in the grandmother's business and the grandfather's business and the mother's business, and it all gets kind of confused. And it's like putting all these people into a blender.
Yeah. I guess that's where I got a little bit confused, because I guess I saw that as a refusal of talking about the mother, and that's why I rated it higher. But I can see how important to take those other people that were...
What did you rate it?
Well, I gave it a five.
See, that means you would have given it a one, then. If a refusal is a one. But you gave it a five.
A piece of five talks about...
I think there's a difference between, like a active refusal versus,
yes.
like, a
an
kind of...
An unwillingness to kind of
yeah,
elaborate
I think there's
on
a,
the
there's two different... Because I remember seeing that.
Five is semi-differentiation.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an oscillation between defensive distancing and over-identification of the other. Descriptions at this level can contain an assertive, often abrupt, and complete refusal to describe self or other, or an unwillingness to continue the task of attempting a description. This refusal should not appear to be a momentary search for the words to describe one's experience more precisely, but rather an active, defensive attempt to block the flow of the process to preserve a rudimentary, fragile sense of differentiation and cohesion. Such as, no, I won't do it, I don't want to, like a toddler would, who says no to their mother. It's trying to establish a boundary that's very fluid between the child and the parent.
I guess because it started with the God, that's horrible. Like I can't without swearing. I can't without swearing, and then kind of goes with, and then kind of goes into this like elaborate thing about grandmother, grandfather. I guess that's why. It's like, oh, she's kind of abruptly making a statement.
The fact that you were confused probably is a good hint that it was like a...
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Think countertransference. What's your countertransference? Are you getting confused?
Mm-hmm.
I really like Giacomo's point there. That's really... We haven't really emphasized that in here, but I think as we get into the more relational kind of coding system, we got to think more countertransferentially. What is this person doing to you as a coder when you read their description? If it's making you confused, Giacomo's got a point. You got to think lower.
I mean, I can see that.
And you were sounding confused there.
I was confused. That makes sense. I understand why. I guess I should get some credit for it.
Richard, you got that point? Because you don't have the training yet. Countertransference is just very simply our reactions, emotional reactions to another person. And so, what are your emotional reactions to reading somebody's description? Do you feel confused inside? Do you feel it's clear? What's this person doing to you? And Giacomo's point is using that internal feeling state to help you assign a number, a score. Not the only criterion, but using that as kind of an aid in your assessment about where to assign a score. So if Brianna is feeling really confused reading this, she might be predisposed to giving a higher score, but if she's feeling confused after reading it five or six times, you might want to think, where's a score that talks about boundary confusion? That's number two. So
it's like psychotic, it would be more like number one. Not psychotic, but if it's more like...
Yeah, psychotic.
Then...
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know how many of those we're going to get.
Yeah, I don't know if
I would tend to think maybe probably not very many, but
I don't care at all.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through these data once already, and I don't think we encountered anything like that.
It was made for a fun discussion.
Yeah.
I would think so. All right, so let's go to.
Line. I don't know if maybe it's a bad attachment, but I just did send it because it's
okay. Thanks. What about number two?
All right, I'll read it. she's kind of neurotic. She tries hard with her kids and her husband. She's basically a very nice person, and I'd say she's wise from experience. From all she's been through. She doesn't like to hurt people, but I think she can be hurt easily. She's organized and she's very practical, but she's got problems. She knows what's going on now. She's smart about people and things. I understand my mother a lot better now than I did when I first came to the hospital, and I know that the way I see her now is a result of my treatment. In 6 months, I may see her differently.
Representative reciprocally related and unfolding self and other, particularly with the last statement of a person not knowing how, like acknowledging that this, the other and the self-perception of the other will continue to unfold this time.
I put a 6, but I think that's probably kind of low. But I also was thinking on that we were saying, like, well, there's probably going to be any high ones. Like, that popped into my head that somebody said, there's probably not going to be there.
Yeah, but 6 is six is a far cry from let's say 10.
Right, but I thought we're...
I gave it a 10. I thought it was actually a really good example of a 10.
Especially that
last time. I found it to be harder once you get higher, to be honest.
Because it's empathic, it's reciprocal, it's attuned, it talks about the future and how it may change, it talks about how it's evolving, not just unfolding. There's choice and variation, like, it's creative in a way. Well, and it's thoughtful, like, I thought it was really good.
All right, so let's assume that then. How did you distinguish it from a 9?
Because of my note here, like for number 9, I wrote we're separate but can come together in this or that way. So it is integrated and related. But then I just kind of circled some of the words that were more empathic and attuned. So I just felt there was more insight and. It was less of a, it was a more definitive question mark, if that makes sense. But I felt like number 9 is more like, things are kind of, like, this is how it's kind of unfolding versus, like, a more insightful account of it. And then, like, you know, like Melissa said, the last sentence, in 6 months I may see her differently. I mean, that to me is exactly acknowledging the future that it may change. And number 9 doesn't have that element.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, what did you give?
I gave it a 10 for the same reason. And what made me realize a 10 rather than a 9 was that last sentence specifically. Once I read that, more about the future and about people possibly.
And it was, I mean, it's really empathic. You know, I'd say she's wise from experience, from all she's been through. You know, she doesn't like to hurt people, but I think she can be hurt, you know. It's much more empathic.
Mm-hmm. Richard, you gave it a 7. You want to defend yourself?
I'll give the same 2.
I'm not sure if I agree with that so much anymore after what they were saying. Yeah, even when I was doing it, I didn't really give anything more than an 8. I think it's more because the higher numbers confuse me, so I didn't even spend much time at them. I probably would have gone higher than that now.
Where would you go?
Probably to a 9 or 10, although I still don't understand them exactly. I have a hard time.
Okay, so let's go over that. Let's... Who wants to?
I mean, yeah, I'm having a
Chris or Giacomo, you want to explain the difference between 7, 8, 9, and 10?
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm having difficulties myself, even though I've read these over.
No, it's definitely difficult. I mean, I think for me, 9 and 10 are almost identical. I mean, it's very difficult. I think 7 mm-hmm. is distinctive because the term unilateral. So the relationship is a one-way relationship. So I get all the emotional supplies from my mommy, but there's no give. I'm not giving anything back to my mom. It's unilateral. It's coming one way. All the supplies are coming one way. That's 7. Versus 8, there's some sense that there's a mutuality. There's a reciprocality
okay.
between the parties. So my mother's giving to me, but I'm also giving back to my mother. I feel this way about her. But in return, I feel this way about, she feels this way about me because I feel that way about her. There's a mutuality of experience that's going back and forth.
So would you see that breaches, like, that what you're describing kind of is evident here? That's, I don't know, like what you're just describing, like
that's eight. Between 7 and the higher numbers.
Right.
But the difference between 8, 9, and 10 are more difficult right. for me.
I feel like for, like, a 10, it's kind of, it even says, like, this internship. Subjectivity kind of like mutually molding one another. And I felt like for this one, it's talking, like this particular example, the subject understands her mother a lot better, but it's not like the mother.
Right. The only piece of the self is, you know, how her perception changed based on her own.
That was what made it, because we are allowing self to be kind of in this because it is a relational model. But I mean, she said, I understand my mother a lot better now than when I first came to the hospital. I know, you know, so she was able to kind of reflect on that her own opinions have changed, which would have made it the 9, but then being able to take it to that, you know, 10 was the within the future. But she also hit a bunch of the other lower levels within, too, to make it, you know, more integrated, cohesive statement where, doesn't like to hurt people, but I think she can be hurt, as well as that she's organized and very practical. But she's still got problems, so she's kind of able to sit with both of those, you know. She's a good person, but she still has her stuff, and then, you know, kind of comment on that this isn't how it's always been, at least from my perception of her, but through my own therapy, it's kind of growing, and, you know, I think it may have the potential of also changing in the future, where without that kind of the potential to change, that would be, like, the main difference, I think, between the 9 and the 10.
Is the temporal aspect?
Yeah, the evolution, basically.
I was wondering if that was... I definitely think that increases, but I was wondering if that alone, like that one statement alone, brought it to a 10. I don't know.
Is that the actual another answer? Is it 10?
What? Well, I don't know what the... I don't even know what it is. I didn't check.
Self and other are depicted as creative constructions. So, you know, it's kind of the creative process with it, which I think, you know, she was quite a bit there with just the... saying that it's changed, saying therapy has helped her to kind of get this new outlook, this new narrative about her mother, and she's still, you know, it's not even done, it's going to constantly be moving forward, so.
Yes, by the way, the answer is 10.
Is it? Really?
I think I was just looking for there would be a statement of the mom's perception changing in tandem.
Right, because I see just, I was thinking changing. Something along those lines as well.
She doesn't have access to perception.
Right, but like in some of the descriptions, it kind of like insinuates that should be there a bit. Like, where does it say? Like, even for a 9, I felt like I was wondering. That's why it was, my score is a little low.
I mean, they definitely overlap.
Yeah.
When it says objective and subjective, you know, not just the facts of what the mom does. Right. She does this, but maybe the supply she does it.
And you feel like that wouldn't appear in the 9?
I think it is empathetic, but it's like, I don't know, it does say, you know, the 9 is empathetic.
I mean, number, the 10 description also says that the constructions or narratives that emerge from interpersonal and intrapersonal experiences and are understood to shape and organize one's perspective. And perspective on and perceptions of self and other experiences. So I felt like the experiences shaped the perspective, whereas in 9, there's a...
Perspective shapes the experience as well. It
has to be a dialectic between the two. Creative synthesis.
Mm-hmm. What did everyone else give about these phrases?
So we have Brianna 9, Dustin 6, Chris 10, Giacomo 7, Richard 7, Marie 10, and Melissa 10. So the people who did not give 10s or 9s, you understand more how to rate this item? Okay. So, number 3, who wants to read that one?
I'm weird. One minute I can be nice and in a good mood, the next in a real bad one. A lot of times when others think I'm angry, I'm really sad, but it comes out looking like anger. I like a lot of privacy. I'm sensitive, I know that. I'm patient with some people, but with others, I'm not at all. I guess I am with those I really care about. I get scared about things. I have a tough exterior, but inside I'm mush. I like people, generally guys with long hair, huh? I like to read and write. I love animals and little kids. I like heavy metal and punk.
Who wants to go?
I gave it an 8, sorry. I really like it was cause and effect, varied and integrated, and there was complexity to the response. I guess when I thought cause and effect, that they know why they act the way they do. I do this because I feel this way. And people look at me, you know, people think I act this way because of X, because of Y, so it's like a complex description of why they act that way.
Where did you see that?
It comes across, like, people think I'm angry. A lot of times when I was like, I'm angry, I'm really sad, but it comes across as anger, so I guess they, that's what I see this point, like, that they act a certain way. When I thought about it, I had a 7 across the ball, but I put an 8 into that.
I think they're able to, like, realize that, you know, they're able to kind of pick up that kind of state of what other people's reactions to them are. Even though I'm not acting this way, I know that this is kind of what it comes across as.
I saw it as, like, the level I chose, like, what it stated was, like, there's a movement towards some level of integration, but it's, like, not there yet. There was some, like, of that, you know, waffling between, like, almost like a splitting, like, on one minute I'm a good mood, one minute I'm in a bad mood. I'm patient with some people, but not with others. I think that one statement that you read was the only one that would pull it higher.
And I just realized the other thing I was thinking was, when they said, I guess, with those I really care about, was, for me, how they said, expresses an interest in understanding and differentiating feelings. So it's like they're trying to understand why they...
Right, that felt like it was like a movement towards, but it wasn't like we were there yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that was just my perception. And the ending, I felt, was like a lot of that concrete properties. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that was just my...
It's not cause and effect, but...
Cause and cause, no idea why I wrote multiple notes.
You wrote what?
I wrote a note next to it, I tried to figure out from the descriptions when I wrote them.
I guess 7 says it's more of an relatively uncomplicated, unidirectional, and I didn't feel it, so I felt this little that, like, it was...
What did you give it, Melissa? Here's the range. The range goes from 5 to 8. 8's the answer. 5 is low. Dustin, I've noticed that you're consistently low.
Yep.
And I'm looking at all your answers to all 10, and they only range from 3 to 6.
Yeah.
So... there should be more of a variety. You're using a very narrow range of the entire scale. So, and in general, I think you're rating these lower than... I mean, if I added, let's say, 3 to all of your scores, you'd be a correlation of 1 with Diamond. So you're like 3 off every time in the same direction.
Yeah.
So you're perfectly correlated... But you're off by, like, you're miscalibrated.
Yeah. I was sort of still in thinking, like, the other scale for some reason, still thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, you need to like memorize this new manual.
Right.
For us to get reliable, you all have to really like just put this under your pillow and. Osmosis, just get it in there. And it's different. It's, you know, you guys were in my lecture today. We talk about relational theory. Mm-hmm. This is relational theory. The old coding system, that's Margaret Mahler. That's object relations theory. This is relational theory. This is what we just studied today. I just told you all the differences between object relations theory and relational theory. It's pretty dramatic. Mm-hmm. This is a very different scale. It comes out of the Blatt research group, but Diana Diamond is different from Sidney Blatt, and she had a different way of looking at it, And she actually got trained at NYU postdoc. So that's why you have this heavy relational influence on this scale. So really take this scale as its own unique product, separate and independent from the Blatt scale that we just worked with. It's very different. We just need to absorb this different way of thinking.
Yes.
This is relational. It's not representational. Totally different. This is a relational scale, talking about relationships. Even though the prompt is the same, describe your mother, describe your father, describe yourself, it's how the person talks about the relationships in their descriptions that is what matters, not the representation of that person. That's object relational thinking. This is relational thinking. That's a representation. This is a relationship. You get the distinction?
Yeah.
It's going to take us a while, I think, to really get on board with this.
I kind of, just from these examples, I kind of feel like there might be an emerging 5-8 rule.
5-8 rule?
Just because I found, for this one, I wrote 5-8, and I didn't... I went with 5, but I kind of think that they could be similar. But the difference is that 8 is more individuated.
I think the difference is in 5, they're not really trying to integrate the disparate things themselves. In the 8, their acknowledge that. For instance,
right.
I can be 9 or in a good mood, and a bad mood could just be a 5, but he's able to reflect, I'm kind of strange, you know, sometimes I'm like this, and other, you know, so he's kind of verbalizing it, and, you know, kind of giving it a little context, where I understand that this is, you know, maybe a little bit unusual about myself. And then, you know, with his, you know, others think I'm angry, you know, but I'm really sad, and, you know, people often, you know, do this in this kind of way. So he's kind of, you know, it's a little bit more thoughtful in that, you know, sense. Because the I'm weird, you know, is more of a, you know, people often, you know, interpret me as weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like the, you know, major...
It's more thoughtful, but I just feel like we're going to read a lot of examples where, at least in my mind, is 5 and 8 both seem like, a contradictory thing, the word was oscillation. I feel like for 8, for this description, it was like, I'm this way, but I'm that way, I'm this way, but I'm that way. And 5 is the example I wrote here. He's a genius, he's also a real idiot. So I feel like they both could encapsulate like an oscillation, except that in 8, the person is more individuated, and it says, empathically related and cohesive, so there is more like thought and development, but kind of found the same potential contradictory statements.
Well, in the 5, it would just be the mock.
Stupid, like
smart,
yeah.
Rigid. But I mean, the 8 is, you know, like realizing that these things are contradictory. So having the insight that, you know, there are multiple views. So I mean, like that. But when the actual scoring, you know, they don't recognize, if they don't elaborate on it, it's going to be 5.
Do you hear it's very concrete, cut and dried? That's a 5.
And then, like, going up to the 10, then we'll take those and say, and we'll, you know, I'm always changing, and then in the future, see, you know, see myself.
I'm striving to be Buddha-like. All right, so let's get one or two more in. Number 4. Who wants to read number 4?
An ass. I don't like inquiry.
Why not?
I don't like his face. I just don't like it. Makes me feel uncomfortable. Talks with an accent.
Short and sweet.
Were we all right, same on this one?
Huh?
Were we all the same on this one?
Actually, yes. How did you know?
I mean, it was an easier one, that's why.
Yeah.
We all paused.
So actually, let's move on.
Right.
Everybody understands that. Everybody got it. Number 5.
Her looks, or the way I think about her, both of you like. 5'7", blondish hair, she wears glasses, and she works. And, are you ready? I don't think I like her. I don't know why. Indian burn anymore. No, don't know too much about her. I'm losing my voice. As a person, I don't know what kind of person she is. I don't know her.
Ouch.
Was there very loud for this one?
Huh?
We weren't all the same.
No, the scores range from not too bad, 2 to 5. What was it?
I said I gave it a 4 just so I'm not too familiar. Since nobody knows.
I gave it a 4 too.
Anybody want to explain their reasoning? So it looks like we're talking about between a 4 and a 5. Giacomo, you're the outlier on this one.
Yeah, like for some reason I'm looking at it and...
I feel like that one that goes back to my initial, although incorrect assignment earlier, of like that kind of unwillingness and refusal to elaborate.
Yeah.
There is a beginning to describing the mother, and then it's kind of, oh wait, no, now I'm going to push back and I'm unwilling to continue on with the description. So that fit for me for this one. So that's why I gave it up.
This one actually, was the one that when I was going through, because I gave it a 5 ultimately, but when I realized that there wasn't anything missing, because it was a sentence cut off on the 5, but I was kind of going between the 2 and the 5 until getting the rest of the description out for like the physical descriptions, because she's kind of not really like going with it, but I mean she does give that kind of concrete example to it.
So are you agreeing with me or disagreeing?
I'm agreeing.
Okay.
Because of the blonde hair, so she doesn't get lost in it. She focuses on the kind of the concrete, isn't willing to really elaborate too much on it, but is at least able, for that kind of constancy. Well, I can tell you what she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about what's inside, but, at least she's, kind of there and physically present.
So, anybody,
I'll just read what my notes were, which I guess were reflected what I saw in the 2 description was, like, the beginning part were just details that don't give a sense of a unique person, then there was that denigration kind of piece, and then the end, I thought, I don't know too much about her, I'm losing my voice, I don't know what kind of person, I wrote a refusal and a flight from the description, which is part of what a 2 is?
No, it's not. That's a 5.
Is it? Maybe.
Flight from description is a 5. Remember, because think toddler.
That's what I think.
See, a toddler is trying to push away to establish a self-other boundary. No, meaning I'm saying yes and you're saying no. I'm saying no, you're saying yes. I'm trying to establish some kind of primitive differentiation between you and me. It's a semi-differentiation.
Right.
Yeah.
I also had an overly analytic moment, and they thought maybe it was 2. She asked, she said, I'm losing my voice, and the analyst said, as a person, and I'm thinking,
I
metaphorically,
I
was referring that maybe,
Carol Gilligan's book in a different voice.
Is she referring to her, is she losing her voice psychologically, or does she just, as a
losing her identity.
Yeah, or does she just say, describe her as a person?
Yeah,
5 is the correct answer. So, Dustin, you were a little low again. And, Richard, you were 1 off in the direction downward.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we try one more and then call it a day? Just let you know, number 6 was 3 and everybody got it correct. Oh, okay. Do you want to go over it, or?
I also just emailed you her Excel.
Okay.
I think 3 is
okay. Given the problems I have with your Excel this week.
I also emailed it to Brianna.
So there's evidence. It's a paper
trail. I think just so you guys can...
3 is a pretty hallmark.
Yeah.
She looks just like me.
Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 7. Everybody put 5 except for Richard, who put a 7. What did you put, Melissa?
That's the next one?
Yeah.
I put 5.
Okay, so Richard was the outlier on that one.
What was the